Hey, this is Kate, and welcome to Infinite Love. So today, I'm just kind of awestruck by where time is going. I was just recently on TikTok and celebrated my 2-year anniversary of posting, sharing my self-healing journey on that app. And I thought to myself, where is all this time gone? Because honestly, most of the time I feel like it was just yesterday. It all blends together so well that the pain, the hardships, the struggles, the dark nights of the soul, they just simply vanished. And I know that comes with the healing, but I sit in awe because I can honestly go back and remember all those times, all those moments, all those days spent on the couch crying. Yet, I don't hold on to it, which is probably why it feels like just yesterday, but in a better way. I woke up this morning just feeling joy, hopeful, happy, in love with life. Today's been surreal, I should say. I've just been in deep reflection, holding so much gratitude for this journey, for choosing myself, for choosing to sit down and heal, to go within and do all this work within myself, for myself. And I decided to put on Spotify and play my liked playlist, which I haven't done in a very, very, very long time, but felt called to do so. And as I listened to my favorite songs from the past, I found myself dancing around my house, just in this beautiful, grateful, warm energy, excited for what's to come, grateful for what is, blessed for what has been. And you see, that's the key to life, the key to pushing yourself forward, to healing. It's gratitude. It's grateful for even the hardest days. It's gratitude for the people that have come in and out of your life. It's gratitude for allowing yourself the gift of healing, the gift of living in the present moment, the gift of letting go of your past, letting go of the pain, shedding your old self, the ego that told you you couldn't do it, the ego that stayed so comfortable in the uncomfortable, afraid of what the world might see when you become the real version of you, your most authentic self. It's sitting in gratitude for the day, for the sunlight beaming on your face, for nature all around you, for the music playing in the background, for getting up and dancing, laughing at yourself in the most beautiful way, not caring who can see you. So I'm happy. I'm grateful for TikTok because it's now become a time capsule to me, a diary of reflection, filling me in on everything I've gone through, everything I've endured, but embracing it in a whole new way, with gratitude, with love, with appreciation, with acknowledging my strength, my determination to rise from my own ashes, for presenting itself to me in such a way that I see myself, I see me. And this reflection of me seeing myself now pours outwardly, and I'm aligned with the most beautiful souls connected in such a way on TikTok, and humbled by sharing my story and inspiring them, and receiving such beautiful messages in return. Everything's come full circle, and there's so many new beginnings to come. And I feel it all. I'm aligned to it all, and I'm grateful. And I can't tell you how amazing that feels. Deep within, I just feel my soul coming to life more and more every single day. And I'm proud of myself. And I'm loving myself in ways I never did before. I'm no longer needing validation from others. I validate my own self. I no longer need others' praise, but accept and cherish and hold gratitude for when it does come. Because now I see it as little tokens of gifts that the world is giving me, that beautiful souls are giving me, and I'm worthy of receiving that. And that's something I could have never said in my past. I'm worthy of receiving that. You see, I know my worth now, and I love me. I love my worth. And that just says it all to me. How could I not be grateful? How can I not feel humbled and honored and blessed in such a way of such gifts, I hold within that now I get to share outwardly. Joy, happiness, elation. I feel it all right now, and I'm making sure I stay within these moments, grateful for them, thanking universe every chance I get. And when I say aligned, I truly mean aligned, because October 21st was 2 years of TikTok celebration. But it was also an 8-month marker of me doing my podcast. So clearly the 21st is significant to my world, to the changes that are taking place within my life. You see, I pay attention to the signs, the synchronicities, the divine messages I receive. Whereas before, I couldn't see them or was too frustrated to even understand what it all meant. But now I listen. I go within and listen. I listen to the detail, and not just the details that you visibly see every day around you, but to the messages you hear within your soul that guide you, your intuition that tells you, go this way, not that way. Trusting your own self for once, whereas before, you couldn't. You were too scared to. You were afraid of doing it on your own, standing alone, thinking that would be the worst feeling in the world, yet it isn't. Knowing that I did a lot of this healing within my own self on my own, and not to say that people didn't help, because they did, and I'm grateful for them, but doing that inner work on my own was scary. But the scariest part was knowing that I had abandoned myself a long time ago, so the only person that could find me was me. So when I started finding myself, building myself back up, loving myself, loving this journey, then taking this journey on all by myself, it wasn't so lonely. I had a lot more people than I thought. I had the universe guiding me the entire way. I just had to sit and listen. Listen with my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit. I had to hold on to faith and trust and surrender, release and let go. And believe that no matter what, no matter which path I took, it was meant to be the path I needed to go on to get to where I'm at today and where I'm going in the future. But you see, I'm not focused on my future. Sure, I have desires. I have goals that I've set. But it's not my mission to skip out on the present moment where I did a lot of that before. I am present right here, right now, because it's getting me to where I'm going. I'm grateful for what is, what has been, and what will be. But not losing sight of just being present right here. Grateful for today. Grateful for these anniversaries. Grateful for the moments, the reminders, the signs, the synchronicities, the divine messages. Grateful for living, for rediscovering the world, for opening my heart to new beginnings, to unconditional love, to forgiveness, to kindness, to hope, to trust, to faith, to gratitude. So let today be a milestone for you. Self-reflect on the past year. Are you in the same place you were a year ago? Or are you in an even better place? And if not, it's okay, because you always have today to make that change, to choose you, to go within, to heal, to find the love you're looking for. It begins and ends within you, within your faith, within your trust. Simply trust the process. If you're already asking yourself many different questions, well, you're already desiring to heal within. You see, everything begins with you. It's the questioning, the wondering, the wishing and desiring to make changes for ourselves. But it's the movement that terrifies us. It doesn't have to be anything crazy big. Just take one simple question, answer it within. And if you can't find an answer, that's okay. I didn't find any of my answers right away. But slowly, I allowed myself to trust that timing would take place. Divine timing. Everything in my life has happened because I trusted in divine timing. So allow it. Don't force it. Don't fight it. Just sit with it. And when it becomes too much, simply set it aside and do something for yourself. Whether that's sitting on the couch and binge watching your favorite show, or getting outside and going for that hike. Whatever it is, allow it to bring joy to your life. And the more joy you bring in, the more you connect to different passions of yours, the more the healing begins. It doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it out to be. We don't have to be afraid of everything, because Fear simply keeps us from moving forward. And it's something I won't ever allow to happen again to me. Because as much as I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone the next 5 minutes, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm right here doing what I love and excited and hopeful and trusting that no matter what it comes to, it's either going to be a blessing or a lesson that I turn into my very own blessing. You see, I make the universe work for me, not against me. I choose positivity over negativity. And sure, I'll have my bad days. We're allowed. I don't judge myself. I don't hate myself for it. I simply acknowledge, understand, and make it a point to make those changes so I don't repeat over and over again. Because I have to take accountability in my life. I'm the one that wakes up and chooses whether or not I'm going to have a great day. Because the world's working for me, not against me. And if I'm looking at it as the world's against me, well, the problem is right there. It's my mindset. It's my thought process. It's living within the negativity and the toxicity over the positivity and the hope and the trust that my day could turn out amazing, filled with blessings. So that's why I choose positivity. Because even if something does happen to go wrong, I look at it as a blessing within the lesson. I changed my mindset to look at it like, what can I learn right now in this situation? Because obviously I'm not aligned to it, but therefore there's a lesson within it that I need to learn. And then I learned from it. I look at it from a different perspective. I changed my mindset completely to understand and allow myself to change the outcome of what the day is going to bring. So this is what self-reflection has done for me today. Because of the beautiful milestones, because of the TikTok journey, my self-healing journey, the journal of life that I've been blessed with through this whole self-healing process, through the creative process I've taken on, because I didn't even know that creativity was a part of my passion. And now it is, because I've allowed it to come within. I've allowed myself to open up and receive those passions, those gifts, and utilize them in the most beautiful way I knew how. And that was by sharing my self-healing journey with all of you. And I hope to do more and more of this, expand my creativity. And that's what I'm doing today, is I'm just sitting reflecting in gratitude, excited for all that's to come because I'm so blessed, excited about just sitting right here, right now, grateful and blessed. Have an amazing day. Thank you for joining.